welcome everyone to a bonus episode of the Comic Chronicle podcast, at least for this week, to say the very least here. I am back a year later?
Yes.
Almost a year later with a special guy here. And you speak loudly, so we might can pick you up.
Okay.
Ken, welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks, Dakota. It's been almost a year. Do the handshake, which everybody can see through.
On a podcast, definitely. Yes, right. Yes. That's how we definitely do it on the show. We're always fucking professional on here. I wanted to bring you back on here because yes. I always like to help promote the store. Because I've been going to the store now for year, 2 years at this point. Something. Actually, about a year now, I think.
Okay, cool.
I think a little over a year. And loved it all the time. We had you back on the show. We had a show with one of your friends, actually, on the show, too.
Yes, Danny Morales.
Yes.
From Pencil, Ink, Color.
Yes. We had him on the show. And now it's just you. But we still love Danny. So shout out to him.
Yes.
And definitely want to bring you on here to talk about the store, to talk about what you do sort of thing, because you are on the front lines of the fandom.
Yes,
I'm at least here. Hey, you're good.
I'm still here. And so you've got my daughter, Michaela, right behind us, too. Yeah, too. Special guest, it looks like, here.
This is what happens when you're recording the store. You never know. We're on site in the store drawing the comics right now.
Yes, and it's just something we started back in 2005 and loved comics since 1983-84 when I got really diehard into
it. And you aged yourself just very hard right now, Ken.
Yes, I know, dude. It's like that great. It's like I may be over the age of 40. Maybe. Old man comic shop owner here.
Who's man? You'll see here.
Back in my day, Stan Lee was still alive. Have some mostly dark hair over his head at the day.
And we freaked out when he was in Mallrats.
Yes. Yes, dude. Oh, my gosh. So great. That last movie. It was in the Avengers Endgame when they went back in time.
The
60s. And he was reading the script for Marvel.
No, that was Captain Marvel.
That was in Captain Marvel. Okay.
But he was in Avengers Endgame as like, make love, dude, or something like that.
So it was Captain Marvel. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, he was in there. I recently watched Mallrats. Right before going to see Captain Marvel for whatever reason. That was fresh in my mind. I'm going, holy mackerel, dude. That is so freaking ironic that you don't mean that.
Shout out to Kevin Smith, though, because amazing dude. Big inspiration to me. Reason why I've been doing the show now professionally, which may not look at it right now, but this is the mobile setup. Y'all can see this. I know. It's crazy.
Have you seen their yoga post?
Wait, what?
Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes.
Yoga thing?
Yeah, they've been doing
he also talked to you, cried during yoga, so I'm never doing yoga in my entire life. They're like, it was so painful we cried. I kept to say, no.
Yes.
As a non-fit man, I will say no to yoga. People say otherwise, but still. Definitely, man, you guys are the front lines. Like, you guys are everyone that works in a store, you yourself, you guys are the front lines of the fandom because, yes, we live in a digital world, and I've talked about it and promoted some digital stuff too, and my comics are digital currently right now, but obviously I come in here, I support the indie. You got me hooked on the series, by the way, since... Like DMZ?
Yes.
Fuck.
So good. Oh my gosh. Brian Wood is one of the most amazing social political writers.
It's 15 and over book, though, might I add. It is very 15 and over, at least.
It's got a very mature thought process towards
so good.
Where the world may be going.
Yeah, and war in general, I think, was always that thing. It was such a thing on war, but in like the U.S. Like, honestly, Red Dawn, he's fucking hard out. Like, seriously. And so that was one thing you got me hooked on, but you guys are selling all the books, you guys are doing that. So what is it like right now as a store owner? Like, it's been a year since last we talked on the show, at least.
Yes.
We talk all the damn time. But what is it like as a store owner right now?
Man, the comics right now, it's still very, very hot industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it blows me away about how much product is being thrown at the marketplace right now, and customers are still eating it up. I mean, there's some things that
we love
are,
you though.
Yes,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. It's great that customers are excited and fans are excited about what's going on in the comic industry.
Yeah.
I mean, every year Marvel and DC have a different major event, and you think there would be event fatigue. In fact, I used to hear more about event fatigue in the past than I did this past couple of years.
Mm.
I don't know if that means there is a new group of comic fans that aren't burnt out by it yet, or it's just they're getting that much better the way they're written. I mean,
yeah, but I think people get burned out because they're like, it's always Marvel and DC. But I've learned, and you could probably attest to this, is that usually when people get burned out, I'm like, oh, it's just all this. Like, here's an indie book.
Yes.
Here's Paper Girls.
Yes.
Here's V Wars.
Well, my favorite new one is Undiscovered Country.
I've not read that yet.
Oh, my
gosh. I've
been
so busy, I've not been able to read it yet. Because my top two books I want to read right now is Mr. Freeze Batman White Knight, because I love Mr. Freeze and Miles. One of my top three Batman villains. It's like Joker, Ivy, and Freeze, because there's so much emotion to them.
Yes.
And also Undiscovered Country, which mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil anything on here, because it's pretty new still and whatnot.
Yeah,
shout out to
Scott Snyder. Yeah, and Charles Soule, too, as well.
Want him on the show. Wonderful. You've got all these big people on the show, but it's like, Scott Snyder, please?
Yes.
It makes zero sense possible. But... So that's always the thing I've learned with that. Like, you got so fucking... You got Spawn, for God's sake. If you're still going after the hero thing, my man, the main man, in my opinion, it's Lobo, fuck you. It's a main man is Spawn. All right? Definitely is. The man from the ghetto. Somewhat. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Ex-merc. Gone to...
The hell.
Because all the people that he killed, not thinking that there was going to be repercussions being a merc for the military, and coming back, it's like that. Hey, he's got to pay for his transgressions towards society.
He gets beaten more to shit than Daredevil does
in comics. Yes.
Like he's seriously like his wife dead now, his daughter partly in hell, like and by his weird hell powers. It's like what? And it's like he just always gets pieces of shit. His villains are dead, but they're now back. It's this huge thing.
Yes,
love it with a passion. So comic sales themselves, though, I think, is always that weird fun thing.
Yes.
And now we live in a thing. And recently, I talked to a guy. I'm not going to say too much, but if you like V-Wars, you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be on the podcast. It's going to be dropping an episode after this. And, you know, that's one book there, too, you'd like to take a look. It's like, oh, V-Wars. Like, well, what is that? It's like, it's kind of a war book.
Yes.
But with vampires. It's like if you combine Saving Private Ryan and True Blood. Here you go. Here's V-Wars.
Have you seen the new Vampire State Building?
What?
Vampire State Building. It's drawn by Charlie Adler, the artist that was on Walking Dead since issue number 7.
Okay, you have me intrigued already.
They just tied up Walking Dead at issue number 183 earlier this year. And Charlie Adler's moved on to another independent comic company. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of it. I think it's Big City Comics.
Vaguely remember them?
It's something that is like a newer independent publisher. But Charlie Adler liked the concept so much, he decided, hey, that's my next project. And pretty much what it is the Empire State Building.
Okay.
And some of the maintenance crew stumbles onto a hidden room. They're not sure what's going on. And they start tearing. This is supposed to be here. We got to tear and see what's into it.
Yeah.
And they release Nosferatu, or the Lord of the Vampires. And
Jesus.
Next thing you know is, I guess, all the other vampires in New York City have been dormant until that signal was sent out.
Yeah.
And he sent out the signal. Next thing you know is all these vampires awaken in New York City and charge into the Empire State Building as more or less that is their castle. And so it's all the people that are citizens inside of the Empire State Building now have to get into survival instinct mode. And so instead of it being zombies like Walking Dead, it's vampires, and these guys think they're strong, they're fast, and they're hunters.
Can I tell you what would happen if that happened in real life?
Oh, man, it would
Manhattan's
be insane.
Nuked.
Yes, absolutely, dude.
Without a doubt, it's carpet bombed or nuked. They're like, oh, we have a load of vampires. Vampires are real? Cool. Button.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that. Manhattan Island's done.
Manhattan Island?
Automatic DMZ.
You remember I Am Legend? Here you go.
Yeah.
Like, there is no DMZ. There is nothing. Yes. It is I Am Legend. Below the bridges, it's gone. But this time, they're just going to level it. There is no way in hell. I like the concept. It's really cool. But military me, who served a little bit here, is like, yeah. It's gone. It's gone. And we live in a world where they actually have plans for Godzilla, like giant monsters popping up on shore.
Oh, yes.
Real thing. As a kaiju fan, gives me hope. So those comics, like, it's just made for everybody, you know?
Yes.
Like, there's seriously so many things about it. And
one of my favorite quotes is, comics are Netflix on paper now.
And Netflix may die, so who knows? No, I'm kidding. It's never going to die. Well, no.
Just like that, or, you know, just any type of, it's a library of whatever you enjoy.
It's true.
I mean,
oh, it's true.
There's nothing that you can't find. I guess Amazon Prime's a better example for you.
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon Prime's got everything that you can think of on it when it comes to video type of stuff. And comic shops are becoming that same type of thing. There's a genre for you. It's not all just capes and babes anymore.
Shit, you got like G.I. Joe as a comic now.
Yes.
And I recently had some people on from that, and they were telling me about what's going on, and Transformers. You know, your childhood is there. You got Godzilla comics, which I'm not making anymore, but you still get them here. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Magic. You've got, Fables is one. And then Saga, if you want Saga. Lord of the Rings means Star Wars. I mean, come on.
Yes.
You know, like, there's just so many things for everybody, and it's nuts to me. I mean, of course, I come drawing to comics to get them. A little plug right there. But we are, again, I will say, in case anybody hears anything weird, creaking, or music, or anything like that, we are recording in the store. So just another thing on that. Just wanted to make sure.
People sounds like fun, what the doesn't fuck? It?
Yeah. Recording it upstairs, sitting down, watching people come in.
Yes.
Feeling like weirdos or terrorists, and like watching from the balcony, like, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. It's like, it's a great type, as I said, too. It's like, this is very pretentious sounding, but one of my favorite things is watching New Year's Eve.
And what? When you have, what do you mean? What
like
do you mean?
When you're watching New Year's Eve, the ball drop.
Oh, yes.
Like the people that are more or less, they're elevated in a stage looking over everybody in New York City.
Yeah, they're on like a balcony and stuff like that. Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
like that. What this kind of feels like to me in like a very, very conservative, very humble way of like that. It's fun to be able to see people having fun and enjoying the atmosphere that you provide. And that's what I love about our location here and what we do. It's like that. I love this stuff just as much as you guys do.
Mm. Well, I would hope it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's fun to see just kind of from a bird's eye view of what it's like being like a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of feels like up here. It's like it's great to see people support us in our community the way they have and to see like this up here. So I don't get a chance to sit down and do this very often.
No.
And so it's an opportunity that I greatly appreciate you giving me today, Dakota, to sit down here and kind of just take a step back and see what this community's built around us.
Which is a lot, to say the least, here. Because you got everyone's work in here. I mean, I look around as a comic book writer now and being published, and I got third one coming out this week.
Yes.
As of this recording, hopefully, as long as things go well scheduling. And I got a fourth one coming out. I got the two already, and they're coming back in the back into publishing again. So it's like this whole big thing of I look around and I see all this work.
Yes.
You know, I see the work of all these
hundreds
of hours.
When are we
going to
debut your comic in here for you, Dakota?
that is a very good question that I am not the head of the company to answer that question. I don't know, actually.
Okay.
I wish I could tell you, but
no,
2020. We'll 2020? Give it that. 2020.
That'd be awesome.
We're 2020. Excited. Because honestly, it's a dream of mine.
Yes.
Is because I went through, and I've talked about the show, you know, mental problems and stuff like that. We've covered it on the show plenty of times. I've covered it on the Film World podcast, too. And comics saved me a lot. Like, I wrote an article about it years ago. Superman saved my life. So comics, I'm here because of comics. I mentioned the thing before, too. And so, like, one of my things is, especially as I got, like, in the film industry and such, I was like, I want to be a comics guy. I want to be able to do this. And so now I am. And it's weird. It's fucking weird.
Yes.
And
no, but that's,
one
that's
of the
fate.
Things. It is true. You never know what's going to happen. And that's said so many more times on the shows. And like, people would probably get pissed by now hearing it. But, really. But I look around and like one of my dreams things is, you know, and it's not to be on the red carpet, though I've been on those before, they're not bad, is to be able to, or I'm lucky with the life I get to live.
Yes.
We're both lucky in that sense, you know, I get to create, I get to have Hollywood friends, people like all over the place, and actually friends, and not like, well, we know each other, it's like, no, we're friends, like, keep in touch and all that jazz, like, all this stuff here, and people in the comic book industry, and I get to make movies, when I can anymore, this in Arizona. That's a whole different subject. And all this other stuff, and I'll get to work in comics. Like, the one thing that when I first got signed up, I'm like, it's partially the way there, because there's a new startup company, SGGS Comics, on Instagram, find them. And one of the things is to be able to sit down or going through the bookstore, getting my books, right? This is like an Alfred and Bruce Wayne at the end of Dark Knight.
Nice.
Dark Knight Returns.
Yes.
It really is, because like, I want to sit down and be able to see someone pick up my book and maybe be inspired by it, or maybe like smile about it, or pick it up and go buy it.
Yes.
Not for a it's sales in my pocket sort of thing, but in the sense of
it's achievement.
Yeah, no, not even that.
Yes.
It's a sense of I hope that that book that they just bought, that they got, or just maybe skimmed through or something like that. We know people secretly read books, is maybe means something to them, maybe activate something in their brain as comics did for me when I was that kid, a teenager.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Sharing
it's
the love.
Not the money. It's not any of that. The money's nice. But money's nice. Don't get me wrong. Nice to eat. But I want that thing to be able to hopefully be that. It's like I want to inspire people. We have with the show. We've done with everything like that. So in your store, I mean, how many times, maybe you don't look upon it because it's not your book, but it's like how many times is, like if someone came in right now, one of the big wigs at Marvel, like Jeff Johns or something like that.
Yes.
Incognito, of course, because people be like, holy shit, it's Johns.
Yes.
But, you know, comes in here and then people, what they do, and maybe he gets, he looks at them and he sees them, like, maybe smile at the book or something like that and takes it out and goes, buys it. Or maybe puts it back or something like that. But you never know what that book can do. Even in digital books, they're the same thing, too, you know?
Yes.
So that's my goal for that, but rambling aside. And so I look upon that, like, you know, bookstores are like a old record store, like a Zia or a thrift store, sometimes thrift store sort of thing there, but like a collector store sort of thing. And you see that all the time in this, but you just never notice it anymore because it doesn't faze you, you know?
Yes.
It's this whole thing that these stores, it gives so much to people and just not even just nerds, but, like, everyone that walks down the street. Like, well, you never know.
The main thing, too, is, like, we want people to understand that they're walking into a culture.
Oh, God, you're walking into society.
Yeah, and it's not just, like, a society or a culture. It's something like where you're welcome.
How about this? And family.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Family. And family. That's it, too. It's like that. We all have our immediate family, especially being Thanksgiving week, we'll spend time with. But I feel like I know more of my family here, sometimes more than I spend with my own family during the holidays.
As I hear your wife downstairs.
Yes. And I said, too, like, don't get me wrong. Like, it is, like, me, my wife, and my daughter that are here 99% of the time. But the community of, like, you know, Robert, Jason, Dustin, Chris, AC, Ashley, that's our staff, but they're more than just employees. They're a core family to us. I would say sometimes even more than my own family. I hate saying that. I love my family. My mom's great too. She comes down here on Tuesdays a lot to be part of that family. So if anybody in the family that's is true. Kind of like the comic mom, you know what I mean?
It's you.
Yeah, it's like it's my like my mom that comes in here on Tuesdays, and she's part of that community and family too as well. And but the customers that come in here, it's their, I don't think of them as customers. They're people and comic fans first, and that's
everyone is a comic
like
fan
that.
At heart. Yeah. There is that. Like no matter who you are a comic fan because there's more often than not that show you're watching or a movie these days is an indie book, or people love the shows or love a character or love a movie or something like that. Like cause comics are the modern Greek mythology.
Yes, and then with it. It doesn't matter like what I like. Yeah. I want to hear about what you enjoy.
Oh yeah,
like, because you, that's something I may learn too. Speaking of mythology, as you say,
yes,
it's like the mythology of you know Thor. You know, is its own mythology. Hercules, you know, so on and so forth. Different mythologies. But
Superman, Captain America nowadays. You know, Wonder Woman. Shit, look at that.
Yeah, it's in superhero fan bases. Yeah. It's like that. Your customers are teaching you different mythologies and stuff. Like you can't read everything.
No, God,
and
no.
So it's fun to hear from my customers what they love so much and what their favorite comic mythologies are, what they enjoy reading. And it helps enrich my day as a comic book store owner because I get to more or less not just reach into my own bag of things I enjoy, I get exposed to everything they enjoy too. And it's almost, it becomes a bond. It's like almost like a relationship when you meet someone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the more you're around them, the more you know about them.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of happens around here too as well. It's like that the more that I see the customer, the more, hey, you know what? I know you like this. Let me show you. And then that makes their day a better day.
Yeah, DMZ. Yeah, thanks for that addiction.
No, like,
yeah, I kept ordering stuff online and I'm like, oh, I need to get more books. It's like I kept ordering more and more. I was like, oh shit, there's 12 volumes. Well, money ahoy.
Yes. And yes, people say, oh, well, you make so much money selling comics, don't you? It's like, no, it's like Yeah, it's like that.
You don't even make that much making them. What are you like?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
It's like comics is a passion industry. Yeah. It's not really, yes, there are people that teach themselves how to make tons of money off it, but they're not even, sometimes they may not be reading them.
Jim Lee just started making a lot of money in the past 5 years. That should tell you something.
Yeah, Jim Lee is like selling his company to DC was probably one of the more altruistic comic book fan creator things to do, which sounds weird.
McFarlane, McFarlane does a little bit better because what he's been able to do on his own without selling anything.
Yes, absolutely. And McFarlane's like he's the guy that is, I think, the modern day Stan Lee.
I vouch for that.
Todd McFarlane.
I vouch for that. Yeah.
And Robert Kirkman's a close second, I would say, in a weird way, but he doesn't reach out as much as Todd does.
Todd's had more than one thing, though. Like, Robert Kirkman's been doing the Walking Dead, in a sense, here. But, I mean, he's created that world of just the Walking Dead.
Outcast. And,
oh, okay, yeah,
Oblivion
that's true.
Song, and he's, like, another one, Mark Miller, too, is a guy that I think is really modern-day people that are just getting their ideas out as much as possible to try to make that next generation of comics to talk about for years to come. I mean, even, like, Mark Miller merging with Netflix.
Yes.
That's like
many people are merging on Netflix, though, by the way.
Yeah, it's like Dark Horse is starting to do stuff with Netflix under contract now, too, as well.
Yep.
But that's a great way to keep the comic book industry alive.
Yeah. Umbrella Academy.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Dude, Gerard Way. He's a genius, dude. You know, Joe Hill's the next guy, I think, that needs to blow up his stuff. I mean, like, Nosferatu's already been a TV show. What's it called on USA? Is it just called Nosferatu?
Yeah. It looks creepy as hell.
Yeah, and that's based off of Joe Hill's books that he did a comic adaptation for. And Lock and Key, supposedly, is in the works too, from what I understand, for TV production.
It's a lot in TV production. I was hinted at a few things today, actually, by a certain guest.
Really?
And can't say what. There's a lot with it. It is also paying a lot of respects lately. I am actually not going to go down this hole because I will give something away that I'm not supposed to. After the recording, you'll be very surprised. You'll love this. So, comic shops themselves are such a big thing. We're at 20 minutes now, and I did want to talk about something very special that you were doing for Drawn to Comics, because this is somewhat of a bonus episode, to say the least here, at least as of the week of the everything coming out and whatnot. And this episode is going to be promoted heavily because of what you're doing coming up here. What is Drawn to Comics up to right now? Like, oh, and by the way, Drawn to Comics, Glendale, Arizona. We didn't say in the beginning, Glendale, Arizona. The address will be in the show notes, too, for you guys.
Yes. Well, it's Thanksgiving time. I'm sure you guys know this will be dropping tomorrow morning.
Get out.
Yes. The turkeys are out. I thought it was
Christmas.
Is it the gravy's out? The football games are on. And what hits every single Thanksgiving day in the newspaper is ads for all of the Doorbuster Black Friday sales. And now it's more internet. I see a lot more promoting doing the internet. I don't
Cyber
see too
Monday
many people
to
buying
bigger, yeah.
as much newspapers to look through anymore these days because everything is, internet produced.
Again, Ken, you're blowing my mind here. It's Thanksgiving
like
and there's no more newspapers?
Dude,
or there barely is? What?
I miss my newspapers, I said too. It's like that, I'm the generation of the last generation of newspaper readers, but they're hard to find now. It's kind of ironic to say
that.
I
got a few historical ones. A lot of them were for when big people such as, I'll say, Vin Baden was killed. I have those historical things and 9/11 memory things. I have those as historical pieces. I'm a history guy. But so you're right about Black Friday.
But Sundays and are always the biggest day to buy newspapers.
Yes.
And then Thanksgiving is probably the next biggest newspaper sales day, I would say, of the year.
Did not know that. It's fascinating.
Yes, and it's mostly because of all the ads that go in for people doing their Black Friday shopping. Old school people that still, look at the newspaper for their ads. And it's insane that sitting around Thanksgiving about, I think it's 10, 12 years ago now, seeing my wife's sisters get around the couch and they would make their plans of what they were going to do for Doorbusters. And I'm going, holy crap, dude, we own our own small business. Why aren't we doing something like that? I've never seen a comic shop do Doorbusters.
That's true. Very few have. I've noticed there's a couple that have, but very few have. And most of them aren't even around anymore, especially the business as it is.
Yes, dude. And doing my research, we started doing it back in 2007.
Jesus.
When we moved into our second location. Yeah. It's on that November of 2007 was our first Doorbuster. And that was, to me, oh my gosh, dude, that's a blast of an idea. And
it almost makes sense. It's your store, you got a good community and the family already, too. Everyone.
I'm sorry, 2008.
In.
My apologies. 2008.
Okay, my bad. You missed a few years. It's still almost a decade here.
I'm playing it back. And we even have people in their community and the support, artist-wise. For instance, Mike DeBelfo, he did two original pieces. He lightboxed, he did the first one, then lightboxed it again for two pieces. And the first five people that showed up that day, we gave them an original piece of art.
Oh, shit.
And there was five different pieces. Mm. And then those people first five people there were able to get a piece of art of their choice from the different artists. I think Mike did two pieces that were the same.
Mm.
Remember Sean Sauter doing a piece, and I'm trying to remember who the third person was too. It might have been Sean McGowan. Once again, 2008, it's a long time ago now, 11 years ago.
Yeah, but that's true.
That was something oh my gosh, dude, that was to me, that was fun. That's going, that's perfect, that's great, because people are lined out. I was even remembering being with my buddy Jack outside Toys R Us years before, looking for the Black Friday deals. There's a dinosaur that will come back to life. It's Toys R Us, we're hoping.
Oh,
but
but
Doorbuster days were part of American culture. And
they were.
We tried, let's do one for the comic shop. Do you know what I mean? Our margins aren't that high, but customer appreciation days, I think, are something that's very, very important.
And it's noticeable, too. I mean, you're in a good spot, too, for it. I mean, you're really doing this thing here where you're in a good spot. You have downtown Glendale.
Yes.
Historical, too. You got Glendale Glitters. You got all this sort of thing. It's in a good spot.
Yes.
And, I've always been a fan of whatnot, and it's very, you own the damn thing, so it's not like you're Elon Musk or anything like that, owning a comic book store, which I've seen the corporate stores.
Okay.
Illinois. Graham Cracker.
Yes.
I like them. I grew up with them a little bit because I didn't know where they were and such like that, too. And there was none in my town, so I had to travel 30, 40 minutes to go to one.
Okay, wow.
So I grew up with that, and that was 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
About 7 or 8 years ago, because I started getting the comics 7 or 8 years ago. Again, that's a whole different story. Well, always been a fan, but it was always one of those you never thought you could actually go buy comics because it was so tough too in Illinois, especially like a little over 10 years ago. It was tough, unless you went to downtown Chicago, which, yeah.
Just so spread out there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Graham Crackers was so spread out, but it was one of those, like, there's none anywhere, so it was a 40-minute drive to get to there.
I gotta admit, Phoenix is spoiled with comic shops.
We have comic shops.
I think there's only 20 comic shops in the community.
That's now lowered, sir, because there's been a few that closed this year, if you remember right.
Wow. Which ones, if you don't mind me asking,
closed? Samurai closed.
No, Samurai's still open.
There was a couple that closed, though.
Really? I know they moved earlier this year.
There wasn't a move. There was a couple that closed, because I remember seeing stuff online, people were sharing about it. And I don't remember which ones they were, but there was one. No, there was at least two that closed, I recall.
Yeah, it's like that. I don't want to confirm or, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to confirm or deny either one. Like or like Jesse James Comics. He went to Digital Only.
Okay, yeah.
Like him too, you know, like there's that.
Yeah.
And then go in and pick up old issues, but there's nothing new.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's like that. I try to stay pretty in tab of what's going on in the community. I know, like, inside of there is Joe Thomas, who is running Coffee with Comics in there now. And that is something that she started up doing new issues over there, too. So I said, too, it's like I do believe that the more comic shops, there's more strength for consumers to find what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And I said, too, like, I want to make sure that obviously we're here for many years and stay strong as well. But we do try to support the fact we don't have it. We want you to help you find the stuff, because the more that you find, the more excited you stay as a collector as well.
Exactly. Now, what is this discount, though? Kay. So people that we talked about it, but
yes,
we need.
I know I'm here plugging other shops, which is great.
Really good for promotion.
Yeah, and as far as I know, Samurai Comics still does have all three of their locations, and they're pretty healthy.
Okay,
I don't want to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to say anything
like
either.
That we're like trying to spread bad rumors, but as far as I know,
I do not want to do that. No.
Yeah, Samurai is very, very strong as well. Let me see. Good friends with the owners over there, too, as well.
Very nice. So it's probably not that, but I remember it.
No, it's okay, dude. I was just, like, trying to, like, I was kind of shocked. About, oh, my gosh, dude, hope that there's no stores closing this year. Because we did have some trouble over the past. Like, Atomic Comics was the biggest loss in this community for years, because they had four locations.
Jesus.
And they were open back in 1987, and 2008 rolls around, and they're closing their doors, which was kind of totally unexpected.
Well, that was a recession, too, though.
Yes, and that was kind of tough. And it's like that too much growth for the wrong time.
Oh, God. What an idea, though, man. Come on. Yeah, you know, that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
What
so
is
that, too? It's like
got?
That. But the Blackest Friday and Brightest Saturday is what we call it. We've been calling it affectionately that since we love the Blackest Night and the Brightest Day.
Mm-hmm.
DC crossover. Oh, my gosh. It's such a fun.
Brightest Day was okay.
Name.
But Blackest Night was better.
Oh my gosh,
like, let's be honest with ourselves here.
Yes, dude. Blackest Night was one of the most amazing Green Lantern stories.
Yes,
I'm
going to
talk about opening
lanterns.
Up the ring spectrum. That was one of the most amazing Jeff Johns, Ivan Reyes, Ethan
Hype
Van
for
Skyver.
The new show, by the way, too.
Yes, Green Lantern's getting his own TV show, too. I wonder if they're going to touch on this.
And coming to
the
Crisis,
Light War.
Actually, too.
Nice. Wow, dude.
Yeah,
so,
John Stewart.
Nice, dude. That'll be epic.
All right, it's confirmed, so it's fine.
I'm super, super excited about that. John Stewart is one of the most underrated Green Lanterns, I think, of all time. He was awesome. The Justice League Unlimited, they put him in there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to comics, they don't utilize him the way that they could, I think.
No, Scott Snyder has been recently. But what do we got to see on it? Because we keep
cool,
going
we
to it.
Too much comic talk, all right? We love our comics.
The comic show, get out.
Yes, dude. Okay, but we're open. It's usually what we did was we'd open from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and have our doorbuster craziness. But we said, you know what? Some people can't make that. I understand. It's family time. It's
family
spend time with your family, and sometimes that means out of town, sometimes that means sleep in the next day.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, you know what? I want to make this as broad range as possible for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that you heard we were doing dice roll discount days over the past 12 days beforehand.
Yeah.
And I know, Dakota, thank you for talking about that during your podcast. I've heard that, they were doing the ads inside your podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I always put a drawn ad to comics.
Yes,
yeah.
Dude. And that's helped bring people to discover that through our Facebook and through our website. So I greatly appreciate that.
Of course. Help it out.
And, but with the Blackest Friday and Brightest Saturday, everything that was on that dice roll discount is good for 2 days. So on the 29th and the 30th of November, we're going to be doing 50% off new comics.
Okay.
And that's any comic over the past 3 months. Could have came out this past Wednesday. For those 2 days, it's half off. You can pick up one of each of any title that you want. The only thing I don't ask is you don't get like a stack of five of the same book. So I'm doing limited of one, but you can get, if you want to get 100 books for half off, dude,
God bless
you. That's up to you. That's a lot of great reading for a really great price. And then also we're doing our $1 value section comics. Mm. Instead of being $1 a piece, they're 10 cents.
No shit.
One dime. That's going back to 1938 prices, man. 1938 prices of comics. 10 cents clearance comics, man.
Okay, I mean, you got me hooked.
Dude, half off variant comics. I'm sure everyone's familiar with variant covers. Like, any cover that's not the A standard cover is considered a variant cover these days.
I used to love those variant covers. I used to be huge into those. People are going to buy them, don't get me wrong. But yes. I used to be so big into variants, I could not afford it.
Yes, and sometimes I said, dude, they're premium priced. They're definitely something that is not for everybody. Variants are great, but I'm not the biggest variant collector myself anymore, because it's sometimes overwhelming to try to get 12 covers of the same book.
Exactly.
But they are, so if you do that thing, you get half off on them that day. Woo. Or 2 days, actually, Friday and Saturday. And then HeroClix is a superhero board game we heavily support around.
I'm looking at them right now.
Yes. And I think that's one of the most fun superhero board games ever invented. It's like kind of chess and Risk mixed together one game. And I love chess, and Risk is so much fun strategy game-wise. Mm. It's you get to use any type of superhero you want as long as it's made. You can do DC and Marvel teamed up together. You can throw an Image and Dark Horse characters all on the board at the same time. There's no limitation to what the publishers say you can do.
Very nice.
So very, very fun game. But those are only going to be half off too as well. Pretty amazing. Posters. Any comic poster that we have, or any poster we have for sale,
yeah,
it's 50% off too as well.
As a guy moving into a new workshop, I did greatly appreciate that.
Dude, absolutely. There's amazing Marvel posters that too.
I always love promotional posters.
And toys. All the toys up in our toy attic is where we're broadcasting from up here. Any one of them is 25% off.
Huh.
And so 1/4 off. My prices are very competitive already. We don't do markup on new toys. We do suggested retail price. So I do believe that a lot of these prices with 25% off will be lower than Amazon.
I'm looking at an Iron Man
and
Punisher
with all due
right
respect
now.
To Amazon, I hope, hey, don't send out the attorneys for saying Amazon. I'm not as, you know, I'm better than Amazon. I'm not
they'll
saying
shut
that.
Shut us down. It's fine. That's the way they do it.
our prices are competitive. There's no shop local type of thing better than I feel than what we're doing on this type of sale.
I would say that.
It's some of the stuff we're taking losses on, I'll admit. But it's
what's that?
Local it's local pride for what you guys do for us all year.
Yeah.
And I really want to do our best to say thank you. Yes, it is a big sales day for us. But at the same time, though, it's our way of saying thank you for supporting us the rest 363 days of the year. These 2 days, we want to give back to you guys.
Oh, I love
and
that.
There's even more. 35% off graphic novels.
Jesus.
So graphic novels, trade paperbacks, hardcovers, any of those that are onside our shelf, they're 35% off for those 2 days. And then back issue comics that are inside our back issue bins, as long as they don't have a pink or yellow / sticker marker on them, those are all half off too. And it's pretty amazing. And then anything else in the store that's not included in the sale that I mentioned, as long as it doesn't have the pink or yellow stripe on it, it's 25% off. So you're at least getting 25% off your purchase, no matter what it is, for those 2 days.
Jesus.
It's pretty amazing. It's
I would say so. Yeah. Like
I when I came up with the idea, it's like, hey, if I was a customer, why wouldn't I take advantage of the sale? And I really want to make sure that the consumer gets a chance to have a happy holiday and to do something that's fun, supporting local business. Small Business Saturday is Saturday, too, so it'll be on Small Business Saturday. American Express puts out a huge promotion for Small Business Saturday. Come on in. It's a great way to, spend your day supporting local.
Dude, I love it.
Thank you, man.
Ken. You're going to see me here, definitely. We're coming into the end of this bonus episode for you guys.
Plus, what else is going on in downtown Glendale those 2 nights, too? Do you know?
Well, this is where we draw a blank on the show here. And, I have no idea.
It's the opening weekend of Glendale Glitters.
Oh, shit.
Yes, and the opening weekend is the most happening weekend. They shut off the streets.
They only do
that 2 weekends a year now. They do it the first weekend and the last weekend for the Glitter and Glow Hot Air Balloon Festival. But it is one of the most amazing, fun event. There's street vendors. There's people in the park that are vendoring. Mm. There is just it's the closest thing I've seen to the state fair in one little town area.
It's true. It's
amazing.
I love it.
There's rides. That's right. There's rides. There's all kinds of fun stuff. It's the holiday state fair of Glendale, I like to call it.
I dig it. I dig it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Man, what is the address so people can know where to go?
Yeah, we're located at 5801 West Glendale Avenue, right in the heart of downtown Glendale.
Yeah.
Literally right across the street from Murphy Park, where Glendale Glitters is mainly centered. We're on the southwest corner. Super easy. Look for the Silver Surfer in the window. We have the fun lights up. It's going to be a great time. We're also going to have the first night, Friday, of our Glendale Glitters Artist Spotlight.
Oh,
and
shit.
Every Friday and Saturday during the glitter season, we're going to have a featured artist in front of our store. The first thing you'll see coming up to our store, you'll see an artist in between the two pillars. And we want to help support local creators.
Amazing Easy Comics on there?
Yes, he will. Russ will
yes,
be coming.
Russ
will be coming
fan
for
of
sure.
The show. Yes,
Russ Kazmierczak is an amazing, amazing local creator. Yes. And we're super happy to have him back. But the first weekend is going to be Amanda Coates from Fairy Tale Penguin.
And I don't know this series, but I'm hooked already.
Yes, dude. She is an amazing local artist, too. Her and her husband, Jordan, are super, super cool people. And I found out a few years back she was an artist. And I'm saying, oh, my gosh, dude. It's like that. Yeah, dude, if you'd love to promote your stuff, we'd love to see you. And so she's been coming to different events over the years. But on Facebook, if you go to Drama Comics events page, you will see some of the different artists that we'll have scheduled for the whole time. And
very
I'm called the Drawn to Comics Glitters Weekends Local Artist Spotlight Nights. And if you go to the about information there, in the details, you have the schedule of who we have lined up. So for Friday, November 29th, opening weekend from 6 to 10 p.m., we have Amanda Coates. And then on Saturday, 11:30, we've got a great friend of Russ, too, and also been a friend of the store over the years, too, is Bertie Burdishaw.
Hey.
He will be here, too. And then Sean Sauter, oh, my gosh, dude, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Sean Sauter out there. If you're not, look him up.
Remember a little bit of him.
Absolutely amazing. He will be here Friday, December 6th from 6 to 10 p.m. But if you keep on going and go forth, it's like we have everything scheduled up. We still have a TBA. I have an invite extended out. I want to make sure I hear back from him first before logging it out to somebody else.
Yes. Yeah,
and he is a very supportive person of the community and local artist as well. So this is what we have lined up so far. And we have it lined up out until Saturday, January 4th. And there is going to be some announcements still for the final Glitter and Glow weekend of Saturday, January 11th.
Hell to the year.
And so I'm going to still do some more reaching out, and if this goes well, it'd be fun to kind of continue this going through the new year. And but yeah, that is what we have going on during the holidays here at Drawn to Comics, and thank you for letting me share that, Dakota.
Well, of course, man, of course. And where can I find you on social media?
You can find us on both Facebook and Instagram and Twitter through Drawn to Comics.
Sweet.
I gotta admit, I don't get on Twitter to respond.
How dare you? No, I'm kidding.
I don't have my password readily available all the time to log into Twitter. I gotta get my password looked up again and just to log in. But
fair enough, yeah.
My Facebook and Instagram does Twitter for me. And so it's kind of like, that's
easy.
A beautiful, you know, addition to social media. It's like they group together to help you out and save time.
I love
it. Yeah, also on drawntocomics.com, and then, of course, on the store at the 5801 West Glendale Avenue.
Sweet. Folks, you got to come down. I mean, come on. Come on. I can't promote it anymore here. Like, it's one of those things, because otherwise it's going to seem like one giant commercial. It sort of is, but it's fine.
I'm sorry.
But it is. No. It's like, we love it with a passion here, and you guys can follow me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter and at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram. Where I post my books as well, too, and such. But make sure you guys come to Drawn to Comics, especially. But if you guys are listening to this after the fact of the deal and whatnot, still come down and check out the store. You guys got all the information for it. You don't know where it is. I don't even know what else to say about it, because it's so amazing.
Follow us on social media and follow us on our websites. We have more stuff coming up for December, too. Just because this weekend ends this weekend doesn't mean I don't have more holiday savings plans for you guys for the rest of the day. I mean, we do our 12 days of Christmas every year, or 13 days of comics is what I call it, rather than 12 days of Christmas for the holiday season. And I'm thinking about bringing back Secret Santa Days. I was going through my old social media posts, and I found, oh my gosh, I completely forgot I did this.
Yeah.
And next year's our 15th anniversary as a store being open in 2020.
Shit.
And you're going to start seeing me dig into the archives of stuff like that we did in the past to bring it out of retirement. And so it's going to be kind of fun to have a very fun 2020. I didn't do any major branding or anything like that. Of like 2020, 15 years of Drawn to Comics. You know, I don't think that far ahead, unfortunately.
Give it time. We'll give it time, yeah.
It's going to be a fun year in 2020. And this 2019, we're wrapping up with a big bang, too, as well.
I love it, dude. I love it. Folks at home, come on, folks. Come check it out if you're in Arizona. If you're in Cali and you come to Arizona, take it out. Like, this is the place to be. And I will always say that. I'll always be coming here and such like that. You know that. I get my books here.
I get it from Amazon
because I'm so busy and I don't have time to come down here, but it's fine. I take advantage of my sister's Amazon Prime account majorly, to say the least here.
Dude.
Plus, I mean, it's trade volumes anyway. It's fine. Like, I get my new books here all the time. You know that.
Yes.
And
thank
so,
you.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Thank you, Ken, for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for all you do, man. It's an honor. Thank you, Dakota. Thank you for all that you do. I mean, what you do. I see Comic Chronicle every week. And I'll try to spend time a little bit each week with you and see, like, what's going on. And, you know, it's pretty awesome. I see, like, different movies that you're in, different things that you're writing the comics. And it's like you're one of the most busy and hard workers I've seen come into pop culture industry in a long time. And I hope you keep it up.
Thank you, man. You're not the only one to say that recently either. Like, yeah. It's been like, oh, God.
Yeah, Dakota Morgan. Remember that name because you're going to hear it a lot more as time goes by.
Yeah, the obituaries in like a week when I'm dead of stress.
No, don't do that.
The world
needs more Dakota Morgan, not less.
No. No. We know plenty of people that would definitely say no.
You hear?
Even Jesse Lozano, who produces the show, would definitely say no.
Okay.
No. But thank you so much for tuning in and stay classy, Arizona.